Okay, so so up to the page Yud Gimel, so towards the end of the Kamarna's Pirish on the Mishnah. So again, we spent some time. So again, the Mishnah says, Yibes Chabes Vad L'Chachamim. Again, your home should be a home, a gathering place for the Chachamim. So the way the Kamarna explained, right, it means that you should empty out, your heart should be a place which is... Which is emptied out in order for the words of one's Rebbe to come in, and Mela from there again, like he said, Taras Chaf and Makar Chaim. So the Mishnah continued, Vav Misavik Bafar Glayim, that you should become dusty with the dust of their feet, and you should drink thirstily their words. Right. So the Kamaran explains like this: on Yud Gim on the left side, Visavik, right? Visavik. So. So he says like this, the Isapik again, simple taich is that you should become dusty with the dust of their feet. But the Isapik, he says also the word Vaisabik could also mean Vaiskasher, to become connected. Like Vayavik Ishimai, right? By Yaakov and the Malach of Esav, they wrestled with each other. So usually we think of that, like obviously to wrestle means that you have to grab the other person. So ironically, the word Vaisabik also has to do with connection. Vayisabik means of a yiskasher ba'afar raglayhem. You should connect yourself to the dust of their feet. So, meaning she yinichna ubatel. In other words, that you should a person should develop a sense of humility and bittel towards one's rebbe, towards a tzaddik, and that's vayisabik ba'afar raglayhem. You should become miskasher to the dust of their feet. Ki evshel kabel shem dover im lo yadei hachno ubatel, because you can't receive anything unless it's through the medium of humility, of hachna and bittel. That's the only way. It's the only way to do it. So it's interesting. The language over here is, according to this taich, the Mishnah is saying that a person should become again connected to one's rebbe. So veisabek means to be connected. Raglehem is where you're connected to in your rebbe, and the way to do that is ba'ofer, is through hachna and humility. So. This idea that the point that the way in which a person becomes connected to a rebbe, to a tzaddik, is through hachna and bittel, that makes sense, right? So you have to, you know, if you're coming with one's own ego, that means you're not connecting. You're just saying your own ideas, and you're just interested in your own things. That's not the fact that the language is that. That through that hachnon bittel, the point of contact, so to speak, on the Rebbe, where you become attached to, is the feet of the Rebbe. That's a principle we find in the Sefer Kabbalah, that conceptually, any lower madrega can't exist on its own. It has to be connected to a higher madrega. But the way it's, the mashal that's given, the way it's conceptualized, is that the lowest madrega is connected to the feet of the higher madrega. That's the way it is. The feet always means, the feet is always a mashal to not who the person is, but... the point, the mode of movement, the vehicle, like how the person moves out. So it's like a Talmud doesn't really know who the Rebbe is, right? You're not connected to the torso of the Rebbe, so to speak, right? But that part of the Rebbe that he's sharing, that's outward, that's called the feet, and that's the point of contact where the Talmud is mislabesh, where the Talmud sort of exists, you know. Over on the feet of the Rebbe, and again, in order for that, you know, in order for that connection to take place, it has to be ba'ofer, it has to be with humility. But that's the, you know, I mentioned this once before. That's why, you know, what's a deeper term, chassid or tzaddik? So chassid is certainly in Chazal. I'm not talking about, you know, in Chazal, the term tzaddik means someone that does things exactly right, but not more than that. A chassid is someone that's lifting the mishras and that goes beyond. So it's interesting that by the Chassidim, so Chassidim are called Chassidim, but the Rebbe is called the Tzaddik. So you would think it would be Fakir. The Tzaddik should be called the Chassid, and the Talmidim should be called Tzaddikim, right? So the answer is that the Chassid side of the Rebbe is not Shaykh to the Talmidim. The only side of the Rebbe that the Chassidim can be Shaykh to is the Tzaddik side of who he is. You understand? Like the Tzaddik is the feet of the person, and the chassid is the torso of the person. It's like who the person is, that's lifnim mishur as a din, that's beyond It's beyond anything that the person can describe and can give over. So it's the torso, so to speak, that's called the chassid. The feet, which is more the part that you can watch. You can see how he washes negelvasser properly. So there's like when he's washing negelvasser, right? So the outside, the external side of that experience, you can define and you can quantify and you could establish he did it properly. That's called tzaddik. But the chassid side of it, which is the heart and lefnei mishur hadin, what was going on in the inside, you don't know. So the only part of the Rebbe that the chassidim could have a shaychus to is the feet, which is the tzaddik. So they call him the tzaddik. But the chassid shabbai, you have a shaychus to.
You have to change yourself.
Every year's a big, you can't say that. That's the point. You can't. So that's again. That's also again. Bashkocha. That's the point. That's for yisabeg ba'afar reglam. Okay. And the Mishnah continues. Vavishayse betzama. And you should drink thirstily. Their words, right? It says v'loy tamer. You shouldn't say kvar shemati inze. I heard this word already. Ubaki ani. And I already know it. Ve'idei mashiyam rechachem. I know what he's going to say. I know the punchline. No. Vavishayse betzama. You should drink with thirst. And as Kamay had some of the mayim, just like someone that's thirsty, Shashaisa mayim, he drinks water. Afshkvar shasakazah, right? So it's like, you know what the water tastes. Water doesn't even have a taste, right? So what do you drink? Are you so excited? The answer is, I'm thirsty. That's how you have to approach words of Torah. The water is unique, right? Water doesn't have a taste. So that's why if you drink anything, so you always have to make a bracha, even if you're not thirsty because of the taste, right? Water, you don't make a bracha unless you're thirsty, right? So, Torah is compared to water. That's funny, because you would think, Torah is also compared to wine, whatever, but the aspect, there's two aspects to Torah. There's the concept, the moichin, the ideas. Well then, if you had this taste already, you know, it is what it is, you know? But then there's another side to Torah, which is just the fact that it quenches a thirst. So that's Havishayis of Itzama. So even if you're not, even if the taste is missing, in other words, the idea you already know, so it's not the idea doesn't speak to you, the idea doesn't resonate. The point is you have to think of it like water. Think of it like you're approaching drinking water when you're thirsty. It's not about the tam. It's about the fact that your thirst is being quenched, and you're becoming alive, you know, and you're surviving from it. So you have to drink words of Torah like a person's thirsty, huh? That's the mitzias. The mitzias is that you're something, right? Nachmo? Yeah. Exactly. That's what the Bach writes. Right. That's that that undermined the entire mitzvah. That's why the Bach writes this in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah. The Bach says that the Indian of not they didn't say Birchas HaTorah first is because they approached Torah with the perspective of these are ideas. Okay, so if I heard them already, whatever, you know. But the answer is, says the Bach, you have to approach Torah that this is an experience of Dveikus, which is life itself. Exactly. Okay, so that's that Mishnah. Maybe for a few minutes, I guess we'll start the next Mishnah, we'll see how much we can do. So Mishnah, hey, yeah? Yosi ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim Omer. So this previous Mishnah was Yosi ben Yoezer. So now Yosef ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim Omer, Yehi Beischa Pesuach L'Ravacha. Your home should be open L'Ravacha in a expansive way. So, I mean, the simple pshat is like Avram Avinu, the Mepharshim say. Everyone knows, right? He had the tent was open on all four sides. So, in other words, even if you're having guests and you Hachnasas Archim and so on, do it in a way that the Archim feel that their mamish being very much invited in. Not like it's not a, you know, it's not like they should come in with a sense of their being matriach. Fakert, Beischa Pesuach L'Ravach, your home should be opened in an expansive way, like Avram Avinu did. V'yu'aniyim b'nei Beischa, poor people should be like your family members. It's fine. And then the Mishnah seems to go on. V'altar b'sich hamisha, not to speak a lot. Tarbasicha with a female, and then the Mishnah clarifies beishta yomer. We're talking about even one's wife. Kalvachorim beishas chaveira. Certainly, when it comes to someone else's wife, that's for sure. Umikan omer chachamim, and from here Chazal say kolzman shadamar besicha misha. That the more that as long as a person speaks a lot to a female, garim ralatzmai, it causes negative things to oneself. Ubatum adivrei taira causes bithel taira. The saifa yorish gehenim. At the end, it leads to not good places. So this is that's what the Mishnah says. Again, so the Mishnah kipshutai seems a little bit like disjointed. It first talked about the inyan of opening one's home for guests and hachnasas orchim and for poor people, which is sort of flowing from the previous Mishnah, which was also talking about the home, right? And then the Mishnah moves on to talk about how a person should not have sichi yisera with even one's wife, and especially kavu chomer with eishes chaveira. I mean, the simple connection is beis uishtai. One's wife is one's home. So we're talking about, these Mishnahs are talking about how to conduct the house, what's considered to be a healthy house, and so on. The details of what this means, Albert, not to talk too much to even one's wife and so on. So the first deal, you have the bar tenor on top. You have the top, right? Yeah, that part, yeah. Okay, so there's different. Okay, we'll go just for a few minutes. The ishtay amru. You see by the barton over there? Yeah. Midakamar im ha'isha v'lo yomer im isha l'manash v'ishto yomru. In other words, it's interesting. From the Mishnah, it seems that this statement of al tar v'sicha im ha'isha was a statement, again, from Rav Yosi ben Yochanan, and that's how it was passed down. And then later generations of Tanoim then interpreted that statement, v'ishto yomru, that he was talking about, that statement was a reference to even one's wife. And so the Bar Tunur explains, because since the language that Yosef ben Yochanan used was Al Tar B'Sichim Ha'isha, what's the Isha? I mean, the woman, what's the woman? So it means your wife. L'man Nishab Ishta Yamru, that's what it means, that later on it was interpreted that he must have been referring to even one's wife. So what does it mean not to talk to one's wife? So is the Mefarshi, so it goes from Rashi. Rashi says, B'Ishta Nida B'Vad, we're talking about when a wife is a Nida. So we're afraid that increased sicha might lead to something that's inappropriate. Shal yovelu de hergal aveir, and so on. Umedivrei ha-mishnah nira dafilu b'ishtei toira. Okay, but the Mishnah seems to imply even when the isha is not an ida. B'chein amar chachamim. And in fact, the Gemara says a magil adam asichai, that a person has to have a din. There's going to be a din v'cheshbon on a person's words. Afilu si, and the Gemara's language is afilu sicha kal shveinish l'ishtai. Magila b'shas eden, that any words that you say, even some things that you say to your wife, you have to, it should be taken into account. Elokin tzarach l'faisa d'var mitzvah. Again, other situations where you have to, you know, obviously for shalom bayis, that's not called riboy. When the Mishnah says not to be mar b'besicha, it means in a way that's unnecessary, not conducive to shalom bayis. Things that things that you need for shalom bayis is obviously not the situation. Okay, but that's again the simple pshat in Mishnah. Okay, let's a few minutes. Let's just start the way the commander says. So you see in the bottom by hey, yeah. Okay, we'll see how much we can do. The aniyim etzlecha k'may b'nei beisecha. Right. So that's the mission. Started off that your home should be opened pesuch l'ravacha. It should be opened expansively, like Avraham Avinu's home. And then it said, and poor people should be b'nei beisecha. Right. So. Again, the simple taich, that's what he's first saying, the simple explanation is that poor people should be by you, like your own family members. In other words, that you shouldn't look at your guests or poor people as like second-class citizens. They're mamish part of your family. So that's the simple pshat. Umran hari pirish, but the Arizal explains that yihi beischa, that your home, again, referring back to what we said in the previous Mishnah, hashchina k'doisha, which is Hashem's presence, the shchina, the Knesset Yisrael, yihi pesuach. Again, that's the opening line. The Shechina in your life should be open. To be mashpia to you, all the brachas, all the hashpayas, barchava, and expansiveness. How is one zaycha to that? And he beischa, that in your life, your Shechina, as your the Shechina Kedosha, in your life, your bias, your pesuch ravacha should be open, expansive, all the brachas should flow. How so? So he says, "Aidei masecha toivim through your good deeds, through your ma'aseh mitzvahs. Ki masecha toivim through your mitzvahs, tavriach haklipas. You'll push away all the klipas, the things that block. V'tachnia hasarim, and you'll be machnia. You'll subdue any prosecuting malachim and so on. in order to make sure that when the Shechina HaKadosha wants to be mashpia, it shouldn't be siphoned off, and there shouldn't be any forces of impurity taking that energy off. In other words, that principle is that we find in the Kabbalah Svarim, the Rabbanu Shem always wants to be mashpia. That, you know, but the issue is that while a person is still in a matziv where there's a lot of yetzaharas and tumas and not good things, then the Rabbanu Shalom kiviyachol is unable to be mashpia, because when that shefa comes, it's going to then be siphoned off and hijacked by all the other stuff that's in the person's life. So the ikkar is to, like we said, to clean out the house, you know what I mean? And then the normal mode of the Rabbanu Shalom being mashpia will be able to happen. So that's what he's saying over here. So yibescha pesuach l'ravacha, the home should be, you should make sure that the Shechina HaKadosh in your life is open for business, that the Shefa should be able to come through a person's Avodas Hashem, which through my mitzvahs and so on, Torah mitzvahs, that pushes away any possibility of when the Shefa coming, being hijacked by the other side. Now he says like this, V'yaniyim b'nei beisecha, just two more minutes, and poor people should be like your family members. What does that mean? Shelo yisro lufnei umas lufnei harishayim el aniyim. So he says again. I'll just say the words today, and then maybe tomorrow we'll be marach with it. So he says that when the hashpoyas come, you have to be able to present to the nations of the world, so to speak, and to rishayim, as if you didn't get that shefa yet. In other words, you have to. In other words, the point over here is to make sure is to protect the hashpa. If the Rabbanu Shem is being mashpi, you have to protect it. So how do you protect it? First of all, you make sure that that your life is as clean as possible, so there's no possibility of it being siphoned off, right? And number two, even after you receive that hashpa, not to go around and letting the world know that you received that hashpa, because then that's also inviting bacteria, you know? You have to go in a way that's view aniyim b'nei beisecha. Shelo yisro lufnei umas, you shouldn't present yourself to the nations of the world lufnei rishayim el aniyim. V'oz yukabel shefa me'ashchina barachav, and then you'll be able to be mekabel shefa from the shechina with expansiveness. V'yalu v'yukabel shefa barachava u'kesheyerdu yu kaniyim behester. So when you'll be able to go up, so to speak, to ascend to be mekabel that shefa, but when you come back down with that hashpa, it didn't change you. You're still an ani, and you're still in that. In that mode of presenting yourself with humility and sort of aniyah, as before, against. So that's what we're going to see. So there's certainly an aspect of even physical as well, certainly in ruchnis, but that's what we'll see, Bez Hashem, next tomorrow, I guess, more the details of what exactly this means and what's the game plan exactly. So means that your person gets hashpo, you're not allowed to use it. You can't make a kiddush. What does that mean? So we'll speak about it. These are the, just to open up the idea. Okay, see you tomorrow.